Today we are discussing from Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 28th chapter, 18th verse. So we'll say the Sanskrit and then Lokantaram Gatavati Mai Anatya Kudamini Bhatishte Kathamta Yesha बालकान अनुस्मृत्या लोकांतरं गतवति मयि अनाथ कुटुम्बिनी वर्तिष्ठे कथं त्वेषा बालकान अनुस्मृत्या लोकांतरं गतवति मयि अनाथ कुटुम्बिनी वर्तिषते कथं त्वेषा बालकान् अनुशोचयति. Translation: Lokantaram into a different life. Gatvati mai, when I am gone, anath, bereft of husband, kutumbini, surrounded by all family members. Vatshyate will exist. Katham, how? To then, Esha, this woman, Balkan, children, Anushyati, lamenting about. Translation: King Puranjan was anxiously thinking, alas, my wife is encumbered by so many children. When I pass from this body, how will she be able to maintain all these family members? Alas, she will be greatly harassed by thoughts of family maintenance. Please repeat. King Puranjan was anxiously thinking, alas, my wife is encumbered by so many children. When I pass from this body, how will she be able to maintain all these family members? Alas, she will be greatly harassed by thoughts of family maintenance. It's a small purport. All the thoughts of one's wife indicate that the king was overly engrossed with the thoughts of women. So as this chapter says, Puranjan becomes a woman in the next life. So whatever we think at the end of the life, we get that body. 8.6. You know, the verse, the 8.6. Who knows the verse? Yamyam vapi sman bhavam tajante kalyavaram. So whatever we think at the end of the life, that's what we get the body. So Srila Prabhupada is saying this, because he did thought of his wife. So next, as we see subsequently in the next verses, how King Puranjan becomes a woman. Generally, a chaste woman becomes a very obedient wife. This causes the husband to become attached to his wife, and consequently, he thinks of his wife very much at the time of death. So we know that time of death is the time of testing. When Krishna takes us away from this world, and we have to leave everything, bank balance, family, house, car, everything will be left here. So that's the most dangerous situation. So at this moment, this King Puranjan, which is an allegory, actually Narad Muni is telling to King Prasina Bharisa, and directly he didn't want to say it, but he is mentioning all his characteristics of King Prasina Bharisa. But he has put the name Puranjan. We all are Puranjan because we are engrossed in this three modes of material nature. So the soul is completely covered by ignorance and mode of passion and hardly any goodness or satisfaction. So this causes the husband to become attached to his wife, and constantly he thinks of his wife very much at the time of death. This is a very dangerous situation, Prabhupada is repeating. In first verse also of this chapter, Prabhupada is the same thing. This is time of death is the most dangerous time point. As is evident from the life of King Puranjan, if one thinks of his wife instead of Krishna at the time of death, he will certainly not return home back to Godhead, but will be forced to accept the body, in this case of a woman, and thus begin another chapter of material existence. So this is the dangerous situation. As Dhruv was telling last night in the class also, Bhakti Vedanta class you were having last night, Prabhupada's room, that how dangerous is the situation when we are faced with death. And that is the moment when we are tested. So, as I said, Puranjan means we all living entities, including me. Don't think that I am better than you. I am any worse than you. So, all of us, we are trapped in the material, three modes of material nature. And it's very difficult to get out, as Krishna says in 4.1. That who knows, remember the fourth verse? Jam karm chame devyam evam yo veti tatata ekta deham punarjan naiti mameti sojanam. That this material nature of mind is very difficult to cross. Mam maya dratya. Krishna says, mam, it's my material nature. So now Krishna is so strong, that's why the material nature is very, very strong. It engulfs us so badly that we can't think of Krishna. When we are young, we just think of enjoying sex as best as possible, to the best of our ability. But if we have got a little special knowledge, as our brahmacharis have got, then they are thinking of Krishna and serving Krishna all the time. Thinking of Krishna and serving, how to serve them the best. Am I right, Rohi? How to please Krishna? That is the Krishna consciousness. So, if we are thinking of material activity, material nature, then we are in complete Maya. And when we are thinking of Krishna, then only we can start with Krishna consciousness. So, at the time of death, we are attacked by, mainly before death, we are attacked by weakness because of old age, as well as many kinds of diseases. And the diseases are like soldiers. And who is the commander-in-chief of these soldiers? It is called Yavana. King Yavana is the soldier. So these soldiers are not ordinary, but they are guided by King Yavana. And they are very faithful servants. Under the commander-in-chief, he can get anything done by them without any hitch. When we are young, we don't care about the old age, we don't think about the old age, because we are thinking only of enjoyment, sense gratification. And especially on the opposite side, the best of his satisfaction. The more one enjoys sex during youth, more he suffers in old age. I remember a story, I thought I'll tell you. It's not a very big audience today, because not a weekend. Because weekend, Malabar Mahaprabhu Mandir pours such a wonderful prasadam. And Narahari is always serving beautiful prasadam to all of us. Now, what is happening that we are completely covered under ignorance most of the time. So Krishna consciousness is our eternal natural consciousness. But because of the covering of the three modes of material nature, we are bound to act in certain way, sometimes very abundant way. I had a friend when I was living near Sydney, about 24 years back. So he was an orthopedic surgeon. He was a very competent surgeon. He was doing knee replacement, hip replacement, all sorts of surgery, elbow and shoulder, everything, all ligaments, injury and everything, including foot surgery. Nowadays we have got foot surgeon, specialist. But those days, general orthopedic surgeons were doing all sorts of surgery, including the neck, hip. So his personal life was, I can't tell the name, very stout young man, and it so happened he didn't get a partner, so naturally he had friends, which is quite natural. And then but when he got married, it was early 40s, and he was desperate to have children, but he couldn't get. So the summary of the story is that if we enjoy too much sex, then even after marriage, it's very difficult to produce children. You haven't got energy. So marriage is just like it. You know, you are fooling yourself. Anyway, we won't go into that. Now, in soul and material energy. So the material energy we are acquiring through the three modes of material nature. And therefore, sense gratification, and we fall in the chain of action and reaction. So to purify the soul from such activities, it is necessary to be in Krishna consciousness. Now Srila Prabhupada writes, mode of goodness purifies the intelligence. See, because of the contamination of mode of material nature, we are falling in the chain of action and reaction. And because of those activities, we cannot think about Krishna unless somebody gives you Bhagavad Gita in your hand. And then if you read it and Srila Prabhupada Bhagavad Gita as it is, then you have got good chance. I'll tell you a story. In 4th December 1973, I got Bhagavad Gita from one of the devotees. He was distributing from Sydney. I went to pick up my mail, and he said, "Are you interested in this?" I said, "Definitely." So I did some donation, and he was very happy to see the donation. And when I read that book, my God, it changed my life. So Srila Prabhupada Bhagavad Gita transforms your heart. Why? Because a pure devotee can give you Krishna, and through that book, you can realize Krishna, if you read sincerely and seriously. From that time on, that changed our life. So much so that 1974, I tried to see Srila Prabhupada, went to the Sydney temple, and when we reached in the morning, me and my wife and two children, then devotee said, "Oh, Srila Prabhupada left only last night. Sorry." But he introduced us to this movement, and that's the beauty. And the temple person used to come to our house and bring prasadam and distribute books and prasadam to our neighbors and friends. So this is the beauty of a pure devotee. How we can change the life of ordinary citizens. That's why book division is so important. So important. Prabhupada said, just distribute my books. So that's what is practice chanting 16 rounds and follow 4 everyday principles. We can be fixed in Krishna consciousness, and then we are not afraid of death. Like Puranjan is afraid of death because he is thinking of his wife, which is quite natural. So, how the Cupid destroys our, how the three modes affect our consciousness. I'd like to discuss it with you. Prabhu, you want a cup of water or something? I know you got up 3:30. It's a bit hard. Maybe my voice is not very clear today. I'm sorry about it. According to Oxford Dictionary, Cupid means the god of love. that is Roman from Roman mythology. The sight of Krishna aroused cupid in the hearts of the city of women of Mathura. Thus agitated, they forgot themselves. All the women, when they saw Krishna walking on the street, because Kansa had invited Krishna to take part in the bow ceremony, you know, he had organized a big function. That was a plan to kill Krishna. Kansa invited. That's how Krishna came, through Akrur. You know the story, how Akrur was approached by Kansa, and Akrur took a very new chariot to bring Lord Krishna from Vrindavan. And when he brought back, I won't go into those details. So when he dropped Krishna, and Krishna went to the shopping area in Mathura city, all the people were so much attracted. Naturally. Now when Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur stayed at Chinti, women of Mathura immediately experienced symptoms of conjugal attraction. When they saw Krishna, they were most advanced devotees in the city. By seeing Krishna, if you lose all your consciousness, then it's quite natural. That's why Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says they are the most fortunate, most advanced devotees in the whole world. Now there are 10 effects of Cupid, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says. He has written many nice books, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, one of the topmost Vaishnava of our society. First comes attraction expressed through the eyes. When you see Krishna through the eyes, as we see the deities, we should have the same attraction. But we are covered, so we don't have that attraction to see the deity. So first comes attraction expressed through the eyes. Then number two is intense attachment in the mind. When we see such a beautiful feature, there's intense attachment in the mind. Then comes determination. Fourth is you lose sleep. Fifth, disinterest in external things, except the dancing done by the lady in the Jagannatha Theatre. Beautiful dancing. What about that? Hare Krishna Madhava. Superb. So, you have loss of sleep, you become emaciated, as I said, disinterest in external things, shamelessness, madness, number nine, being stunned, and then last one, death. 10 stages of Cupid effects. Of course, Vishnu Chakravarti explains that devotees who possess pure love of Godhead generally do not exhibit symptoms of death. Since this inauspicious relation to Krishna, they do, however, manifest other 9 symptoms culminating in becoming stunned in ecstasy. We'll go a little bit about the discussion about how Cupid affects. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 45th chapter, first verse, history of Cupid. Sukadeva Goswami said, Kamdev, the other name of Cupid, Kamdev, is an expansion of Vasudev, that is Lord Krishna. You know Vasudev, Vrindavan form. So Vasudev actively burned to ashes by Rudra. Kamdev was burned by the anger of Lord Rudra. Now to obtain a new body, Kamdev merged back with the body of Lord Vasudev. He came back. In this Krishna Sandarbha, Anacharya 87, Sri Jagoswami, one of the 6 Goswamis, Jagoswami is the most learned. He has written more than 200 lakhs Sanskrit verses, and the whole University of Varanasi has made a library in his name. So, those who know that Jiva Goswami, topmost of the, so of course, Rupa Goswami is topmost, then Sanatana Goswami, and Rupa Goswami, youngest, he was the nephew of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. Anupam Goswami's father, who died earlier. Now, so Jiva Goswami cites in his Gopal Tyapani Upanishad 2.40 to prove that Arjuna, who is the son of Krishna and Rukmani, is the same Pradyumna, who is a member of Lord Krishna's eternal fourfold plenary expansions, the Chaturvyu, as you know, Chaturvyu. There in Dwarka, the Almighty Lord Krishna, endowed with his full potential, resided in the company of his three plenary expansions. You know, Balaram, Anuruddha, and Pradyumna, and Santarshan. So, same Pradyumna is the Cupid. Anyway, we won't go in details, because this we did in our Bhakti Shastri course. As Lord Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita 10.28, Prajansmi Chasmi Kandarpa. O progenitors, I am Kandarpa, the Cupid. In purport, Srila Prabhupada explains, Kandarpa is the sex desire for presenting a good son. Therefore, Kandarpa is the representative of Krishna. Sometimes sex is engaged only for sense gratification. Such sex does not represent Krishna. Only when you are married, bona fide, you are a grihastha, then you can have children. This is the Vedic system. And then when you produce children, that's called Kandarpa is the sex desire for presenting good sons. That's what Prabhupada writes in the purport. No wonder Krishna has all the six appliances, unlimited quantity, and he is all attractive. So I won't go into details. Next thing I thought I'll mention about why we are doing chanting and what we should do when we are chanting the holy name. So of the 16 syllables, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare means, O Hari, please steal my mind and deliver me from the bondage of material life. If you want, you can repeat. O Hari, please steal my mind and deliver me from the bondage of material life. Now next word is Krishna. O Krishna, please draw my mind to you. That's what we were trying to do in Rath Yatra. We are trying to pull Jagannath Rath Yatra so that we pull the Lord Jagannath towards our heart. That is the main thing. So in chanting also we should think, Krishna, please draw my mind to you. Then next is Hare. O Hari, O Hari, please steal my heart with your sweetness. Next is Krishna again. O Krishna, please purify my mind. Please purify my mind by giving me knowledge how to worship you through your devotees. This is the most important thing. Through your devotees. Without Vishnava's help, we can't do anything. If somebody thinks, but on my own, I can do something. That's why take initiation. Gurupada Ashraya. By taking initiation, Gurupada. Guru takes care of all our bad karmas and gives us the lotus feet of Krishna. Love. Now, next is again Krishna. O Krishna, please let me develop a taste for your service. Next Krishna is, O Krishna, please make me steady in hearing about your names, form, qualities, and pastimes. Next is Radharani again, Hare. O Radharani, please make me qualified to serve you. Next, Hare. O Radhe, please guide me in my service to you. So we are saying, please make me qualified to serve you. Please guide me in my service to you. please make me qualified to hear your pastime with your beloved Krishna. And so we said, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Now Rama, O Krishna, Rama is there to Krishna. O Krishna, please make me qualified to hear your pastimes with your beloved Radha. Next Hare. O Radhe, please let me serve your pastimes with your beloved Krishna. Now comes Rama, three times. O Krishna, please engage me in remembering your names, forms, qualities and pastimes. Please engage me in remembering your four things. Names, forms, qualities and pastimes. Next is Rama. O Krishna, please engage me in remembering your name, form, qualities and pastimes. Next Rama means, O Krishna, please make me qualified for serving in your pastimes. Like Mataji was doing. She was serving Lord Jagannath through the pastimes of dancing and singing and beautiful verses. O Hari, please make me a servant and enjoy with me as you like. And last Hare, O Hari, I am your eternal servant. Please make me fit to give you pleasure. If you want, I can get a copy and distribute to all the members of our congregation. Because Melbourne congregation is one of the topmost in the world. I have been to Germany, temples and other places. But prasadam and service of the deities is topmost, one of the topmost in all the temples. I was talking about Gita, how I got Gita on 4th December 73. So let us discuss Gita Mahatma. We have got plenty of time. Prasadam also only comes at 9 o'clock, John knows. John Blazer gives me prasadam all the time. So we can discuss a little bit. Gita Mahatma. Number one, Gita Shastram. Gita Shastram. Idam Punyam. Ya Pathet Petam Punam. Ya Pathet Peta Puman. Ya Pathet Peta Puman. I know, you need the copy. My apology. I'll get both the things. Maybe tomorrow. I'll read the translation of Gita Mahatma. So number one is, the contribution is Bhagavad Gita is a transcendental literature which one should read very carefully. If one properly follows the instructions of Bhagavad Gita, one can be free from all miseries and anxieties of life. One will be free from all fears in this life, and in one's next life one will attain the spiritual world. This is Gita Mahatma. Number two, if one reads Bhagavad Gita very sincerely and with all seriousness, then by the grace of the Lord and pure devotees, all reactions of his past misdeeds will not act upon him. Because we have done so many misdeeds in millions of our lifetimes. This is not the one, but from this lifetime, Prabhupada says, you can go to spiritual world straight. Every man will come and take you. So that's what we are waiting for. So we have to do sincere service. So that's what Gita Maharshi, if one reads Bhagavad Gita sincerely, in all seriousness, then by grace of Lord and the pure devotees, the reaction of his past misdeeds will not act upon him. That's Gita Mahatma 2. Gita Mahatma 3. One may cleanse himself daily by taking a bath in water, as we already take showers. But if one takes a bath even once in sacred Ganges water of Bhagavad Gita, for him the dirt of material life is altogether vanquished. So if you take bath in Har Ki Padi, Archipedi, you know, where it is? Archipedi?
Haridwar.
That's right. Then you can destroy all the dirt of the material life altogether. Gita Mahatmya 4. Because Bhagavad Gita is spoken by Supreme Personality Krishna himself. One need not read any other Vedic literature. One need only attentively and regularly hear and read Bhagavad Gita. In the present age, people are so absorbed in mundane activities, we all are. Like television is the headmaster. In any family you go, big television. Prabhuji will tell you how many types of big screens are there. They say sometimes 24 feet screens. In USA I've seen few of my friends have very big screen, the whole size of the room. So instead of the television, the headmaster, it is Bhagavad Gita, which should be taken as headmaster, then the whole family can be salvaged. So Gita Mahatmya 4 is this one book doesn't suffice because it is essence of all Vedic literature and especially because it is spoken by the Supreme Personality Godhead himself. That's why it is so important. That is Gita Mahatmya 4. Gita Mahatmya 5. One who drinks the water of the Ganges attains salvation. As we know, Ganges is one of the most powerful rivers in India. We all know that. Ganga, Yamuna, Godavari, Krishna, Kaveri, Mahanadi, Tapti, Gandak, Kosi. Prabhupada wrote in one of the purport, when we are taking shower, if we chant this mantra, it will give you the benefit of taking bath in all these. Om Ganga, Gomati, Ghagra, Tapti, Gandak, Kosi. All these. Gandak is actually in Nepal. Anyway, we won't go in there. So one who drinks the water of the Ganges attains salvation. So what we speak of one who drinks the nectar of Bhagavad Gita is spoken by Lord Krishna himself. The original Vishnu. That's why Govind is called Adi Purusham Tamaham Vayami. Govindam Adi Purusham. From one original candle, all the candles are lit. That's why Krishna is called Govindam. Now, Gita Mahatmya 6 is the Gita, it's also called Gita Upanishad. Why it's called Gita? It was sung by Lord Krishna. It is said that in 45 to 50 minutes, Lord Krishna spoke all 18 chapters on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So it's all Sanskrit. So, and everybody was hearing, not only Arjuna, all the soldiers. So there must be microphones and big loudspeakers and everything. Now, Gita Mahatmya 6, this Gita Upanishad, Bhagavad Gita, the essence of all this, just like a cow. And Lord Krishna was famous as a cowherd boy. We all know the story of Gopal. Arjuna is just like a calf, and learned scholars are pure devotees who have drunk the nectar and milk of Bhagavad Gita. And Srila Prabhupada is one of them. We are proud of Srila Prabhupada, who has given the whole culture to the Western society. Gita Mark 7 is in the I'll read this Sanskrit small one. Ekam Shastram Devki Putram, Eko Devo Devki Putra Eva, Eko Mantras Tasya Namani Yani, Kalmap Ekam Tasya Devasya Seva. In this present day, people are very much eager to have one scripture. We all want to read just one book. One God. One religion, one occupation. What is the word occupation? Jivir Sarubhai, Krishna Nitidas. We are all eternal servants of Krishna. That is our constitutional position. So Gita is telling this very clearly. Therefore, Ekam Shastram Devaki Putram Gitam. Let there be one scripture only, one common scripture for the whole world. That is Bhagavad Gita. Eko Devo Devaki Putram. Shri Krishna, ek mantra, ek tasya namani, one hymn, one mantra, one prayer, and chanting the holy name. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. सो वी हैव गॉट सम टाइम, सो वी कैन टॉक समथिंग अबाउट हाउ कृष्ण डिसेंड्स टू डिस्ट्रॉय द डीमंस. सो वी हैव गॉट अनदर 30 मिनट्स. आई रोट दिस अबाउट 2 years back. So, in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, how Sukadeva Goswami describes how Lord Krishna defeated Jarasandha, 15th chapter. 17 times, Jarasandha was beaten 17 times by Krishna, but Lord Krishna did not kill him. That's the beautiful thing. I'll come to this. So, and then Lord Krishna constructed the city of Dwarka in the sea to make Brijvasi safe. Lord Krishna brought the whole resident of Brijdham to Dwarka when they were sleeping in their slumber sleep. This is the character of Lord Krishna. You know, he can do anything. And he brought all safe with their belongings from Bridge to Dwarka, which is more than 2,000 kilometers. After Kamsa was killed, his two queens, what are the two queens? Who can tell me? Asti and Prapti. They were daughters of Kamsa. So that's why Kamsa was very closely related to Lord Krishna. So, when Kamsa died, both the daughters called their father, Kamsa. And what he did? Jarasandha. Now, Jarasandha got very angry and wanted to rid the earth of all the Yadavas, because Krishna was one of the top of Yadava. That's why he's called Yadushesha. Jarasandha gathered an immense army to lay siege to Mathura. When Krishna saw Jarasandha attacking, Lord Krishna thought that he was helping him, because he was bringing all the wicked people as soldiers to Mathura. And Krishna eventually killed all of them in one go. So Lord Krishna said that he is doing my work. Because Krishna says that in Gita, Yadai Dharmasya Glani Bhavati Bharata Abhyutthanam Adharmasya Talathanam Sridhamiham. So Krishna thought that if Jarasandha is bringing so many soldiers to Mathura, I can easily kill them in Mathura and I don't have to do any other pastimes. So Krishna said he is helping my mission for reducing the burden on earth. Lord Krishna came before his opponent's army and sounded his conch shell, as Mother was sounding the conch shell in Jagannath Rath Yatra. I like very much your conch shell. Now that conch shell struck great fear in Jarasandha's army. Then Krishna twanged his bow and started to rain down torrents of arrows upon Jarasandha soldiers. Soon Jarasandha army was annihilated, and Lord Krishna did not want to kill Jarasandha because he reasoned that he will come again and again, because Krishna knows the past, present, and future. So he knew that if I kill all these soldiers, Jarasandha will bring another army next time when he comes. So as I said, 17 times he brought the army and Krishna killed all of them one by one. It was a huge army, and that facilitated Krishna, Lord Krishna's goal. Now verses Srimad Bhagavatam 10:52-10:10 gives us an insight as to how Lord Krishna thinks about his future plans. As Govinda was thinking this way, two chariots as effulgent as the sun by his desire suddenly descended from the sky. they were complete with drivers and the, they were the chariot was driver and son and by chariot and with equipment. So all the equipment came in those chariots. According to Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, Krishna said, "My respected elder brother," so he told Lord Balaram, my respected elder brother, "you are the Lord of Yadus and you have come here as an avatar to kill these soldiers. Now just see what has beset your dependents, Yadus." So we'll go a bit of discussion. According to text 7 and 8 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Shuddhivan says, Krishna should not be killed. Lord decided Jarasandha should not be killed, since in the future he will certainly assemble another set of armies. As Pradhamar said, Prahlad was Hiranyakashipu's son. He was persecuted by his own father. You know the story of Prahlad, how he was persecuted by his own father, Hiranyakashipu. Devaki was the sister of Kansa, and she has been Vasudeva persecuted only because Krishna was born to be from Vasudeva and Devaki. In Madhulila, verse 1, chapter 20, the author summarizes the principle of incarnation. Incarnation means resident of the spiritual world, that is the kingdom of God. When they descend to the material creation, they assume the name of Avatar. That's why we call Navada. Now, we can discuss a little bit about how Krishna killed three of the important demons. One was Vatasura. He assumed the shape of a calf, Vatasura. Once while Krishna and Balaram were playing on the bank of Yamuna, a demon named Vatasura came there to kill the brothers, the two brothers, and mingled with the other calves. Lord Krishna alerted Lord Balaram about this. So both brothers then silently approached the demon calf. Krishna caught hold of two hind legs and tail of this calf, whipped him around forcibly and threw him up to a tree. The demon lost his life and fell down from the top of the tree to the ground and lay dead. The playmates of Krishna exclaimed, "Well done, well done." And the demigods in the sky showered a lot of flowers. Now, so that was Vatasura. Next demon, big demon was Bakasura. That was like a heron. Another day, many cowherd boys went to the bank of Yamuna to water their calves. That was the pastimes of Lord Krishna and Vrindavan. When they were sitting on the bank, they saw a huge animal like a heron, like a big hill. The name of the beast was Bakasura. He is also a friend of Kansa. This is the conspiracy, Kansa wanted to kill Krishna. So Bakasura, what he did? He attacked Krishna with his pointed sharp beak and quickly swallowed him up with the sharp beak. All the boys headed by Balaram became almost breathless when they saw Krishna being swallowed by Bakasura. They felt as if they are dead. While Bakasura was swallowing up Krishna, he felt a burning in his fearing sensation in his throat due to cooling effulgence of Krishna. The demon quickly threw Krishna up, tried to kill him by pinching through his beak. Krishna caught hold of his two halves of the beak and bifurcated his mouth. You must have read in the story, Bakasura was killed. All the boys, including Lord Balaram, were so pleased as if they had regained their lives. Are you hearing all the things?
Yes.
Now, third kill demon was Bhutna. You know Bhutna. She was a fierce Rakshasi who was ordered by Kansa to kill babies and do her nefarious activities in Gokul and around. By her mystic power, she could even go to outer space and transform her body into a beautiful woman. A Rakshasi could go into the sky and turn herself into a very beautiful woman. That's what she did. Pretended to be Krishna. That's how she did. She smiled very attractively upon everyone while going into Nand Maharaj palace. When gopis saw her, they thought Goddess of Fortune had personally come to greet my son Lord Krishna. But Lord Krishna, as a 3-month baby, he could understand why Putna has come to our palace. So what Krishna did, he closed his eyes. Putna put Krishna in her lap and put the nipple in Krishna's mouth, which was smeared with strong poison. Taking hold of her breast, Krishna squeezed her, the breast very tightly, and sucked out both the poison as well as the life. So Krishna sucked all the poison out of the breast of Putna and also sucked her life air. So that's how Lord Krishna killed in just 1 minute, 1 second. Now, next is killing of Aghara, Aghasura. He became a huge serpent. Once Lord Krishna was playing with his childhood friends who were aged less than 5. Aghasura demon was sent by Kansa, and he was younger brother of Putna, the same day goddess who killed Putna, Krishna. So, brother of Putna is Aghasura. So he came as a serpent. So he assumed the shape of a very fat serpent with jaws, big jaws, like a mountain cave. His tongue appeared to be a broad traffic way, and was breathing like a hurricane. At first the boy thought it was a statue, but they figured him an animal because of his tongue vibrating and breath, very loud breath. The boys thought that he was like a toy. So they were, the boys, coward boys, discussed among their friends that we all will enter his mouth altogether at one time. Talking in this way, they marched forward and entered the mouth of the gigantic serpent. Now Krishna, who is the super soul in everyone's heart, was planning to stop the destruction of his intimate friends. At first Krishna did not enter the demon's mouth and began to consider how he could kill the demon and save the boys and calves. Finally, after some deliberation, Krishna entered the mouth of the demon and began to expand himself. Finally, Aghasura was chosen by expansion of the body of Krishna and immediately died. So that was the fourth demon. So we talked about Vatasura, Bakasura, Putna, and this. Now fourth demon is S demon, Dhenkasura. One time Krishna and Balaram were playing there in Talwan 1, which is in Vrindavan. How many people have visited Vrindavan? Just raise your hands. Very good. So you might have seen Talwan. So one time Krishna and Balaram were playing in Talwan. Both of them were petitioned by their most intimate friends like Sri Rama, Subala and Sloka Krishna to go to that forest full of palm trees. And they were laden with aromatic fruits. So when the boyfriends of Lord Krishna wanted to taste those aromatic fruits, to please their friends, Krishna and Balaram proceeded to the Talwan forest.
where Lord Balaram began to yank trees with his arms exhibiting the strength of an elephant. Lord Balaram, as you see on the deities, Balaram is white and Krishna's face is black, and in between was the Subhadra sister. So Lord Balaram began to yank the trees with his arms exhibiting the strength of an elephant. Because of jerking, ripe fruits fell down on the ground. Big fruits, they fell down on the ground. Upon hearing the sound of falling fruits, Janakasura came with great force and kicked Lord Balaram's chest. See the demon's strength. His chest, he hit the chest of Lord Balaram. Upon hearing the sound of falling fruit, Janakasura came with great force and kicked Lord Balaram's chest with his hind legs. First time, Lord kept quiet. But when the demon kicked second time, Lord caught hold of his demon's legs with his one hand and wheeling him around, threw him in the treetops, and the demon lost his life. So that's how Dhanukura, S demon. Now, next is killing of Kesi demon. That's why Lord is called Keshava, because of killing Kesi demon. So Lord has different names on the basis what demons he killed. This terrible horse demon was a great friend of Kansa. As I said, it was a conspiracy. Somehow Kansa wanted to kill Krishna. So he put his father and mother in prison, and he had all the friends, demons, to kill Krishna. So this terrible horse demon was a great friend of Kansa. He entered the area of Vrindavan with the speed of mind. The demon was a great, his mane was flying, and his mane, you know, the horse's mane is flying. The demon was so heavy that the exhibition of ordinary strength of Ajahn. Anyway, in Krishna book, Srila Prabhupada gave an elaborate explanation how Dhanukasura was killed. So I will refer you, if you are really interested, how Dhanukasura was killed by Krishna and Balaram. So, same the time, there were other demons like Narakasura and Narakasura's story is also very interesting. One day, Indra came to Dwarka to complain about this demon called Bhamasura. The other name is Bhamasura. Narakasura, Bhamasura, same person. Now, why Indra came? Because in the demon Bhamasura had stolen Aditi's ring and Varuna's umbrella, and had also conquered a playground of demigods called Mount Meru. So what Krishna did? Lord Krishna was in Dwarka. He took one of his wives, Satyabhama. As you know, Krishna has 16,008 wives. So one of the wives, Rukmini is one of the chief, and then is Satyabhama. So Lord Krishna took his wife Satyabhama with him, riding upon the back of Garuda. Garuda is the carrier of Lord Krishna, as we all know. Now, so Lord Krishna went to the capital city of demon. This city was fortified with moats, big boats, moats, rocks, barbed electrified wires, and gases, etc. So nobody could reach to the kingdom of Bhamasura. And he had a demon friend, Mura. And that's why Lord Krishna is called Murari. So what Lord Krishna did, he smashed the fortification, blew his conch shell, the conch shell that Mother was blowing, and shattered the heart of the warriors. The five-headed demon Mura was awakened, brandishing his trident. Mura roared very loudly. Krishna responded by breaking him into three pieces with two arrows. Next, the Lord pierced Mura's mouth with his arrow. When Mura was bereft of his weapons, Mura rushed at Krishna, severed the five heads of Mura. So Krishna, what he did, he severed the five heads of Mura with his chakra, Sudarshan chakra, causing him lifeless. He fell in the water. So next, Lord pierced Mura's heads, and that's how the demon was killed. So you can see, in conclusion, Lord Krishna is Anand and his pastime is Anand. As we know in Hindi, Krishna nivel Ananta and his guna Ananta. So Krishna has experimented 5 times. And as you can see, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, I'll stop here. If somebody has any questions or comments, please ask. Yep, please.
Mahabhadas.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
The 18th attack by Jarasandha, how was Jarasandha ultimately killed by Krishna? Is it through Muchukunda?
Yeah, that's right. Very good. So you have already answered. It was Muchukunda who was lying in the cave. So when Krishna came into the cave, then Muchukunda was sleeping. And he opened the eyes, then this Muchukunda was killed by that person lying in the cave, sleeping. Does anybody remember the name of the person who was sleeping in the cave?
Muchukunda was sleeping in the cave.
Muchukunda.
When he was kicked by Jarasandha, because Jarasandha thought that Krishna was sleeping in the cave, and when he opened his eyes, burst of fire.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah, please. Krishna has got a good question. You have to speak a bit loud. You can come closer.
The person was killed by Bhima because Krishna was killing Mukundastika.
Very good. Jarasandha was killed by Bhima. Krishna did not kill Jarasandha. Very, very good.
So, Muchukunda was the source of his death?
No. Thank you. Because Krishna and...
Actually, Swami, Jarasandha was killed by Bhima, the brother of Pandava. As per the direction of Lord Krishna, he got the direction.
Krishna gave the direction. Because there was a fierce fight between Bhima and Jarasandha, very big fight. And so much so, at one time Krishna thought, it's a formidable thing, it will be difficult to kill Jarasandha. So Krishna pointed out, like, branch. That's why it's called Jarasandha. Because this demon had the two legs were joined together by you. By demon, The demon's name was Jara. Jara. Jara was a demon.
Right.
And the demon had.
It was a direction given by Lord Krishna.
That's right.
First time, Lord Krishna was silent.
Yeah.
So Bhima not become hopeless.
Yeah.
How easy they be done?
Absolutely.
The second day.
Very good.
Prayer to the Lord Krishna, I will not find again.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I am with you. I will give some direction.
Yeah, because you're right, Krishna wanted to give credit to Bhima.
Nice.
Therefore, he did not kill directly.
Guruji, there is a Kesi Ghat in Vrindavan, the name of Kesi. There is a great farm that is called Kesi Ghat.
Yeah, Kesi Ghat. Very big building, very big building.
I belong to Vrindavan actually.
Yeah.
That is my dwelling place.
Yeah.
First time I came here.
Oh, yeah, Vrindavasi. Vrindavasi ki jai. Yeah, very good.
Sabki jai.
So we must thank our little Krishna. What a profound question. Tulsi, Vrinda. Vrinda means Tulsi and Van means forest. Forest of Vrinda. Because Vrinda is serving Lord Krishna all the time. In the spiritual world also.
Forest of the plantation of the Tulsi.
Yeah.
That is the playground of Lord Krishna.
You will be glad to hear that Tulsi Maharani is serving Krishna in the spiritual world all the time. Eternally. That's right. And not only that, that's why by service of Vrinda, Lord always Krishna, the Tulsi is put on his lotus feet.
Vrinda was the wife of Jalandhar.
Exactly.
Jalandhar cannot be killed anybody. So, Brahma, Shiti, all are praying to the superpower, Vishnu.
Okay. Correct.
How can he be killed? One time he fighting with Jalandhar. And other, he reached the Vrinda house. So he broke the all system.
Absolutely correct.
He was getting the energy from Vrinda. So he will not be killed by anybody. So the break the energy power, then Lord Krishna killed the Jalandhar.
Anything else? Yeah, please.
Do these demons represent anything in particular?
Sorry again.
These demons represent something. Is each demon represent something in particular? Or are they just demons and these just like stories purely for entertainment of that?
They are all truths, all the past names, all these stories. They are eternally these past names. And Krishna is playing these past names spiritual world also, all the time. Then singing, feasting. That's why one can never be bored. In the spiritual world, we can never be bored. Every day we fast time. And Radharani makes such wonderful dishes that everybody enjoys the cooking of Radharani. And she never made the same thing again. Every time is new creation. Somehow we can leave the spiritual world by your mercy. You are doing so much service. In Rath Yatra also I saw you. Yeah. This young boy, he has got so many questions. You can see. If he can listen so many things, what about Krishna? Yeah, this is the past time. When he comes to material world, he wants to attract our attention. Otherwise nobody will just see him past times. So that's how we can get interested. Or by Prabhupada books. Prabhupada books are so attractive. If we read those books, we'll be so attracted. We'll be always thinking Krishna. As Krishna says, Ananyas Chintyato Mam Yajana Paripaste Teshamit Viktanam Yog Shema Vahanam. If you are thinking about Krishna all the time, Ananyas Chintyato Mam. Ananyas means uninterrupted thinking, thoughts. about Krishna. Ye yojana parpas, those who worship me and think about me. Ananyam chintayam yujam prasad. Tesham nitya vikta naam. For them, I give a promise that whatever you possess, I'll make sure you can keep it. And whatever you lack, I'll give you. This is the promise. Who else can give a promise other than Krishna? A life insurance for all our lives. Free of cost.
Only Lord Krishna told to the human being, I am Brahma, Dutiya Nasti.
That's right.
I am only the Supa. There is nothing. Nothing. I am Supa. Only Lord Krishna told to the human being. Only.
That's why.
Among 24 avatars.
Correct.
24 avatars of the Vishnu. So only Lord Krishna told.
Yeah.
I am Brahma. Dutiya Nasti.
That's why Krishna says, I am Sarva Prabhu, Natta Sarva Prabhutite, Iti Matva Vajante Imam Yogam Sangha. So all the promises. What he wants is, Sarva Dhan Prajadhyaya Mamekam Sharan Praja, I am Tvam Sarva Vyu, Mokshi Shyami Mahashicha. You surrender to me, I'll take care of everything. No matter how many cows you have eaten in previous lives, but if you take shelter of me, or one of my pure intention, like Prabhupada, and all the spiritual masters in ISKCON, if we take shelter of any one of them, we can reach the spiritual world for sure. All these verses I happen to be, I'll tell you, when I was only 5 years old, my mother used to tell me that if you become a devotee, then only you can go out of this material world, otherwise there is no way. Punrapi janani jatre shenam raya murare raya murare. So there is no way unless we become a devotee of Krishna. And that knowledge is not there. Maybe 1 or 2% people know that there is God, Krishna, otherwise they say there is no God. Why? Because then we can do anything we want. If there is no God, then we are free to do anything. But they don't know that how we are governed, the 3 laws of material law, the law of incarnation, that governs us. Because when we come to this material world, we want to fulfill all of our desires. But Krishna knows what you deserve, only what we deserve, only those desires are fulfilled. He can fulfill all the desires, but he won't, because we have to come into the material world. So, when we deserve, then only all the desires can be fulfilled. And he can fulfill. He can fulfill. I can tell you that. I can feel his presence all the time while I'm sitting here. He is guiding me. Whatever is coming out of the mouth is all his guidance. In spite of my bad throat.
In every moment.
Sorry.
In every moment. In
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Anything else? Prabhuji, you wanted to ask? Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Bhagavatam ki jai. Melbourne Mahaprabhu Mandir ki jai. Hare Krishna.